just want to start by wishing every one of us here a very happy Pentecost Sunday. You know, when we concentrate on what Pentecost is, we have to be thinking about who the Holy Spirit is. First of all, we know that the Holy Spirit is mystery, profound mystery. I don't think we should expect to comprehend exactly who He is. But we do know some things about Him. We know He's the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity. We know He proceeds from the Father and the Son. And we give Him our adoration because He's God. He's not the Father, He's not the Son, but He lives in a relationship with the Father and the Son. And some theologians say he's the love between the Father and the Son. He's a divine person. This means that He exists always in relationship to the Father and the Son, and now to the world as well. As a matter of fact, it was He who breathed life into the first man, Adam. He was there as the world began through His creative power. We try to understand who the Spirit is because we want Him to help us. We want Him to assist us in our lives. So we have special names for Him. We call Him the Paraclete or the Advocate. We call Him the Comforter, the Sanctifier, and of course, the Holy Spirit. All these names are there to help us to get to the identity a little bit more of this third person of the Most Blessed Trinity. And yet we know He is mystery. Sometimes we like to picture Him as a dove, because at the baptism of our Lord, didn't He descend as a dove upon our Lord? And then when we remember the first Pentecost, we think of the Holy Spirit coming as tongues of fire upon each of the apostles. And we also think of Him as rain that comes down from the heavens and waters the earth and makes everything fruitful. So we can understand a little bit about who He is from what He does for us. It was He who brought about the birth of the church. As a matter of fact, we consider Pentecost as the birthday of the church because it was on this day that the church was born. And of course, it was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you could say that the church really is the work, the beautiful artistic work of the Holy Spirit. And He directed the first steps of the missionaries. They baptized people, they confirmed people through the Spirit's power. And He filled the church, as He does today, with all the necessary gifts so we can go forth to all the nations of the world. On a more personal level, it is through the Holy Spirit that each of us discerns what our role is in the church. What are the gifts that we have been given by God for the building up of the church? John Paul II used to always tell us to pray every day to the Holy Spirit so that we might fulfill God's will in our lives. My parents certainly observe this, as probably, hopefully, yours do as well. Praying to the Holy Spirit every day, we said this prayer: O Holy Spirit, soul of my soul, enlighten, guide, strengthen, and console me. Teach me what I ought to do, and give me the grace to do it. Only show me what is thy will. Amen. When I was trying to discern whether to be a priest, I asked my mom what I needed to do, and she wisely said, pray to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit will inspire you, teach you all things, and help you to know whether God is calling you to be a priest. So the Spirit has been there all through salvation history, and all through our own personal history. We can't really speak of God without reference to the Spirit. There's a story, maybe some of you have read the life of St. Philip Neri, but I always think it's just such an amazing story, and it's true. It was the vigil of Pentecost. St. Philip Neri used to like to go down to the catacombs, and there he would pray. It'd be pretty dark down there. I don't know if you've ever been to the catacombs or not, but definitely it's a dark place at night, I can imagine. But that was his custom, to pray down there, and he was praying there one vigil of Pentecost, which we celebrated yesterday. And then he started feeling something strange happening to him. As he was invoking the Holy Spirit, he began to feel like his chest was going to explode, and his heart began to expand, even to the point where it broke his sternum. When they did the autopsy after his death, they discovered that it had broken from the size of the heart that expanded with the love of the Holy Spirit. From that day on, he never had to wear a sweater or a jacket, because he was always kind of warm from that huge heart that God had given to him, where he could love people so much. They say that when people were troubled with emotional problems or difficulties, all St. Philip Neri had to do was press them against his heart, and they immediately felt the refreshing life of the Holy Spirit. So who is the Holy Spirit? He's God, of course. He's mystery. And yet he wants us to know him. He wants us to pray to him. He wants to guide us. He wants to give us his gifts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth.